Books on Tape presents Second Chance by Jane Green, read by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. The wine has been drunk, the pasta demolished, three quarters of the tiramisu polished off. Were you to peer through the window, you might think you were looking at a group of old friends, laughing, catching up and having a wonderful time, never seeing the gossamer thin threads of grief that are woven between them, that have brought them together again after all this time. Look a little more closely, and you'll see the way the brunette, Holly, has a tendency to drift off into space, how she'll gaze into her wine glass, lost in a memory as a tear wells up in the corner of one eye, how the blonde, Saffron, will lean over and ask gently if she's okay, lay a hand softly on her arm with a squeeze, how Holly will nod her head with a smile as she blinks the tears away and gets up to clear a dish that doesn't yet need clearing, wash a bowl that doesn't yet need washing. Observe how the thin girl with the short, mousy bob watches them both with concern, her eyes softening as she sees how Saffron is able to comfort, how after all this time apart, Saffron doesn't feel the slightest bit awkward about reaching out and making Holly feel better. There is a part of Olivia that wants to be able to do this too, but she has spent years trying to find comfort in her skin, in who she is, in being someone who has not followed the paths expected of her, not being a lawyer or a doctor or a super-successful high-flying businesswoman, and while she thought she was happy, finding herself surrounded by her school friends has brought back those insecure feelings of old, not being good enough, clever enough, ambitious enough. His name is not mentioned for a while. They are too busy focusing on catching up. They go around the table, haltingly at first, as they fill one another in on who they are now, where their lives have taken them.
"Short summaries, please," Paul requests with a grin. "No more than two sentences to start off with, I think."
"Christ!" Saffron looks at him in amazement. "Over 20 years since we left school, and you haven't changed a bit. Still trying to be the boss."
"Fine, I'll start," he says. "Freelance journalist for various newspapers and a few men's magazines. Quite successful. Quite enjoy it. Evenings and some mornings spent writing, as I said, the great British novel. Small house in Crouch End, but fast car to make up for..."
"Small penis," Olivia remarks.
"Not small. Average, I think, but no complaints from Anna."
"Tell us all about Anna." Saffron raises an eyebrow.
"Swedish, 39, gorgeous. Also highly tolerant, given she puts up with me. As you know, founder of fashionista.uk.net. As a result, she is frighteningly trendy, which is stunning given she's married to me. Desperate for children. Have been trying for 2 years and currently undergoing yet another bloody round of IVF, after which I think we may have to resign ourselves to having cats. Anna is the best thing that has ever happened to me. But starting another cycle with this awful Cinerel nasal spray that turns Anna into the hormonal horror from hell, so not particularly looking forward to it. Hopefully," he looks around the room and attempts a smile, "this time will be the last time. Hopefully this will be successful. Keep everything crossed for us. Saffron, your turn."
"That was more than three sentences," Saffron says softly, "but I will keep everything crossed for you. So, me. Actress. A bit of theatre, hopefully big role coming in major film with Heath Ledger. Split time mostly between LA and New York. I'm very happy with someone, but complicated, so can't talk about it. No children, animals, or other dependents, but good circle of friends. Although, have to say, nothing like being with people you've known almost your entire life." She looks at each person sitting around the table and smiles. "Having a shared history is something you just can't create with the new ones. No matter how much you like them, it just isn't the same."
"And time's up," says Paul, looking at his watch.
"My turn." Olivia sighs. "Here it is." God, where do I start?"
"At the beginning,"
Paul offers helpfully. "Okay. Did drama at university, which was ridiculous, really, is nowhere near confident."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?